ladies and gentlemen, it's officially spring. Please clean out any remaining 22 beers out of your fridge. Any 22 beers, please be removed by this weekend. This is the Perfect Pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. We only drink 23 beers.
Only 23s.
A podcast for the people that like to have fun with their craft beers. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And Rad Stacy.
We're just going to be hanging out with you for a little while, drinking some beers, talking about the beers we drank last week, beers we're looking out for. And our great listenership, they're gonna call us and they're gonna tell us some things and we're gonna have some fun. And
yes.
Before the show, we were tailgating and I already have open now is a Rage Side West Coast Triple IPA from Slice Beer Company, donated to the show by Wazoo, from Urban Roots, donated to the show by Wazoo.
Wowzer.
It's a pretty nice beer. I'm looking to see if I got any kind of hoppage on there, but it's 10-2 in the Alks, and doesn't tell me any of the information about what's going on inside the can. But Citra, Mosaic, and CTZ. I'm not that familiar with CTZ other than I've heard of it before, but I would not know to pick out a CTZ hop profile. But it's pretty good. And I'm drinking out of my large clear glass cup.
Wow.
It's like a big coffee mug, but it's glass.
I was curious about that. I was like, is that a giant tea?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be for tea.
That looks more soup appropriate.
Yeah, it's supposed to be for super tea, I imagine, but I'm using it for beer. And I would recommend it. I think I got it at Cost Plus, and it's I don't know, because of it's so wide, but it's easy to drink. You can drink quicker with this.
There's no nose, nose confliction with
no
that
nothing's getting in the way. My big ass nose is knocking it down.
I usually just use a straw. I mean, if you want to drink it quick.
Well, I want to drink that quick. I mean, usually.
Slurp.
I want to pretend to enjoy it anyway. Nick, what are you drinking there?
I'm finishing up my therapy session with a Dust Bowl therapist, Triple IPA.
Oh, man. Dueling triples. See which guy gets
double triple
first.
Wait, is it triple double or double triple? What's the reference?
It's have a triple, seeing double, feeling single.
Wow.
Or leaving single, depending on how deep you go and who you're with.
How bad you screw up.
Well, shit, I had another triple and I'm leaving single again.
Again, guys.
Both of you get out of my way.
You guys get out of my way. What do you got? What do you got, Stacy?
I am drinking a Two Ravens from Clovis, California.
Fresno County.
Fresno County.
Brewer. Two Ravens.
Verging into close to the Prather area. They're at Academy and
Shaw.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
Far out there.
They actually might be technically Fresno County.
They actually might be, yeah. Mm-hmm. My husband was out there having some beers with friends. Yes, Sanger adjacent. Maybe that's what we'll call that. We'll call it Sanger adjacent. But it does say in big bold letters, it says made in Clovis.
Oh my God. They're all like, we got to latch onto proud. That Clovis name, guys.
Yeah.
Like, but we're actually
proud.
Not really in Clovis. No. We got to use that Clovis name.
But the brewer was born in Clovis. No, you weren't. You were born out of Fresno Hospital. Don't lie.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
So,
have you guys had any of their beers? Mm-mm. Two Ravens?
I haven't.
No? Okay.
No.
Yeah, I hadn't either. So this is the Longship Pilsner. They seem to be a Viking themed brewery. Everything is
okay.
Viking themed. There's Allfather this and Ragnarok this and Loki that. So mm-hmm. you know, wow. kind of interesting shit. I did not go out there. Like I said, I had my husband pick it up. We share our location with each other, like dorky spouses do. And I was like, oh, you're at this weird brewery. Hey, pick me up some shit. I will say though, he dropped $40 on 2 4 packs.
Nice.
Which That's is love. That is love, yeah. And I was like, you probably could have just gotten a can. And he was like, well, he's like, I'd already taken it up to the cash register and I didn't want to seem like a cheap ass. So
but that
that's hard to do. Yeah, there's no going back once you've made your decision.
Oh no, you can't be
oh that's how much?
Yeah, a craft beer. One of each, yeah, please. A craft brewery can't be like, oh, you know, I'm gonna isn't like a hardware store or something or Target right. where you're like, you know, I don't think I'm gonna want this where the registered person doesn't give a shit whether you want it or not. They're like, okay, I don't care. But like, yeah, craft brewery, you're like, all right, I gotta pay this.
Ooh, yeah, you've already seen my face. Now I gotta commit. Right. I don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't buy.
But that's not. But that's not yeah. that bad, really, because when you think it's about it, I would. I spend $30 on a 4-pack at Out of the Barrel, like very easily. So Max. $20 yeah, is not terrible.
And really, I mean, out in Clovis, it's just like, you know. Like one white guy ripping off another white guy. Like, who cares?
Right? Yeah, right. I mean, yeah. No, like who's really getting harmed here?
I'll see you over at at Cobb's Hardware.
See you at Cobb's
again. No, I'm kidding. Actually,
those
really
quarter
like
20
it.
Bolts are going to be twice the price.
I like it. It's a really good pilsner, actually.
So they have a full legitimate tap room out there and stuff.
They do have a legitimate tap room. Yeah. He was out there, basically just saying goodbye to a friend who's moving away. But he was like, yeah, it was totally fine, legitimate. You know, good times out there. You know, they were line dancing and boot scooting, boogieing, and you know, shit that Clovis people do. While drinking some
wow.
craft beer.
Damn, they could not be more on point with their Clovis. I think that's part of your that's part of your permit. For when you get a permit, an alcohol permit, you must
line
you
dancing
must
permit.
Have line dancing yeah, and, weekly.
Yeah, and Clovis, when they approve the craft beer making license, actually, there's like there's these check marks that it says like, is there going to be boot scooting boogie? Yeah. Is there going to be line dancing? And if you don't check those, they just put it at the bottom of the stack.
Yeah, they're
you're
just
not
like,
gonna
well,
go
right,
forward
this guy.
At all.
Well, unless you're in Clovis, then they fast track you.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Automatic boot scooting.
Well, we got no, we need more
that right to approved. Yeah,
we're down. We're getting low on the boot scooting. We need more boot scooting venues.
Yeah, more. And I do find this like kind of cool though. So I again, you know, the whole like Iceland thing, Greenland, all that. Which I haven't been to Greenland, but Iceland had amazing, amazing beer. And this is, you know, the Pilsner so far is the only one I've had. But you know, these Clovis folks, these two Ravens folks, it would behoove them to go to Iceland and have some
actual
Viking inspired beer and Viking culture. I think they would be awe inspired.
That's where really. That is that Einstock that the Iceland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go $2 there? Port. Was there, is there a brewery there to visit?
There is a brewery, but so Iceland is kind of interesting because they, I think I've said this before, like they don't really understand why people go and visit. They're just like, why do you vacation? Why are you coming here? And so the brewery is not really this place where people go and like have tours or like brew pub stuff, at least not when I was there in 2019. And you know, you could buy Einstock pretty much anywhere, but all of their liquor stores, wine stores, all of that are controlled by the government. So you can't just like go
like
to a brew pub and buy stuff. Like it's not as accessible. Alcohol is not as accessible there as it is here. You have to go to an actual, like basically like it looks like an IRS building, and you feel very judged when you're walking out with all of your booze.
Lots of security bars and
it's very expensive, but that didn't stop us. We're just not going to eat tonight.
Einstock have like a traditional brewery tap room that you would see here, or?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, it's not really a tap room, though. I mean, they have a brewery, like a traditional brewery, but it's not, it's nothing like what you would have here, where you can just like belly up to the bar and, mm-hmm. and order stuff. They are very big on, you know, you must have food at the same time that you're having beer and wine or liquor. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit like puritanical in that way, which is really odd to me, but because I'm just, you know, I'm like, I just want to walk into any old play daycare and like, you know, order a beer, you know, what the fuck. Mm-hmm.
Try to get beer. I'm an American. You say, did you do that? Pull the American card. I'm an American. I need a beer.
I did not. I wanted to stay far away from that.
Give me a beer while I wait.
I wanted people to just open up to me. I didn't want them to assume that I'm like some kind of way. So,
did you do the Canadian accent thing where you're like, oh yeah, I'm from Canada. They're definitely not from the United States. They're I love the moose and the cheese.
If you just finish every sentence with A, they just assume that you're from Canada. So like,
oh, perfect. Canada. It's the perfect disguise. They'll never know.
What kind of accent flavor does Icelandics have? Do they have a definitive kind of Icelandic thing going on?
Like a definitive style?
Yeah. Like, is it like... I mean, they're in such a weird spot to be, like, they're by England, but then they're also by Spain and Germany. Like, what's going on, man?
I would put their beers somewhere, like, solidly between, like, German and Belgian, because they very much, like, gravitate toward ambers, browns, porters, and pales. You know, but like an English pale, so not something really hoppy, but something that's a little bit more amber, or what we would consider like an American amber. And they're a bit averse to super hoppy stuff, so you're not going to find anything like the Therapist there.
Well,
at all.
I don't know
what
going now.
I know, and they were very like, you know, when they find out that you're American, they think that you want like this really hoppy West Coast stuff. And I was like, no, actually I came here because I
you
don't
found
like
the
that.
Weird American. Like I'm not.
Yeah. Lucky you found the weird American that likes browns, porters, ambers and lagers. And so, yeah, they definitely gravitate toward like the more like biscuity, bright beers that you would find in England or Belgium, but Belgium tends to be a little bit more funky and Iceland is more about like the cleaner, you know, clean beers.
All right. I might be all right with Iceland then.
Yeah. I think they do an excellent job with the beers that they make. Really, really good. It's all good stuff.
Stacy, do you have something for a culture item for us?
So culturally, well, we went to Fres Yes Fest, all three of us.
Yeah.
I think that's a cultural outing for the three of us.
Yeah.
I can confirm that team we bonding. Are better looking in person.
Team bonding.
Yes, we had team bonding. It was great. Yeah, and I was recently LinkedIn headhunted for that weird like PepsiCo hard Mountain Dew job.
Oh yeah, they want which yeah, for you want to sell some hard Dew.
Right, I'm really tempted to apply just so I can ask really weird questions and just be really weird during the whole interview. And see if they offer me the job so I can say, you can shove this job after your ass. Okay.
Guess what? Ha ha, joke's on you. I never
joke's on you.
Shit.
I'm not going to be your keystone freaking female hire for hard.
I want to be able to drink Mountain Dew while I watch my kid's soccer game and get fucked up.
No, see, I am so baffled by this whole thing that they are putting out this job in California, when that brand is failing so hard in all of the other
states that they've released it in.
Yeah, the Hard Mountain Dew brand. It's just like, it's not craft beer, obviously, but but Boston Beer Company is backing this thing, and you know,
they have their fingers in the hard dew. The Boston Beer Company has their fingers in the hard Mountain Dew. Yeah,
I mean they're the brainchild behind the whole thing, like partnering with PepsiCo to make this deal. I mean, like, why not, right? They're doing Twisted Tea and like
money
and all this other crap.
Yeah, their stock hasn't gone up very much lately, so I gotta pump it
up. I think
up.
Jim Cook's just like, I like money. Whatever.
Turns out I like money, guys.
Well, it's funny because if it's failing in places like Iowa, for example, or Alabama, where people literally like have 3 square meals a day of high fructose corn syrup and you can't sell hard Mountain Dew there, it's not going to happen in California. Yeah. It's like really scary to me.
I've been curious to try because I do enjoy a Mountain Dew once in a while.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the hard Mountain Dew is sugar free.
Huh.
Yeah. What? 5% alcohol, sugar free. I don't know. I haven't had it yet. I tried to get a hold of my friend who is a rep for Boston, and he's like, I'll call you. And then he never did.
So. We'll call you. I got some serious shit coming down. You're like, well,
what about this job?
It's about hard Mountain Dew. He's like, yeah. It's hard
Mountain Dew. Like, just need a heads up on it.
Yeah. But, you know, they're trying to pay people, I think the base salary on it's like $95,000. So, hey, any of you Flovisians out here looking for a new career and you are down with the hard Mountain Dew,
I think I can sell me some hard Mountain Dew. Wait, is that sales based? I can't just like hang out and get $95,000 and be like, no. I tried this week, guys. Nobody wanted to buy it. Where's my paycheck?
I know. And don't go into the interview saying like, oh, I love beer, because they're not going to hire you. Like, those are the people that we immediately threw their
beer.
Resume away.
Okay. I'm into
So what do you have to love to get the job?
We want you to love water and caffeine. That's all we want you to love.
I love caffeine, especially when you flavor it with different flavors.
With beer.
But
I love water-flavored beer. I love coffee-flavored beer.
Water-flavored beer. So going back to Fres Yes Fest, though.
Oh, okay. I could talk about Hard Mountain Dew all day, but all right.
So I've been bothered by this for the past 5 days. However long it's been since Fres Yes Fest, which is
what did we do? Which one of us did it?
No, neither.
I didn't do anything, man. Okay? It's not my fault. It was the beer.
The beer.
No, it was the beer's fault.
The Skippy, okay, or no, not Skippy. The rash. No, not the rash. just one of the New Rock 104 people gave me a free beer. It's not my fault.
So the Kolsch situation. Speaking of New Rock 104. So I was thinking about this all week. I'm just like, man, that Kolsch, it bothered me. Okay, I'm bothered. I'm very bothered because. So instead of telling you exactly how I feel about the Kolsch, I'm just going to tell you what a Kolsch is.
All right.
So,
well, but before you say anything else, you understand that New Rock 104 didn't brew it, right?
I understand
this is a Tioga Sequoia brewer.
Which is why I can't like bad mouth it, because I super love New Rock.
You love the alt rock and the new rock. All of it. You love Blink-182. You love Red Hot Chili Peppers. Love them all.
Mike, something about that mug makes me think Meg Ryan's gonna pop out around the corner any minute now.
Just should I hold it with two hands like it's keeping me warm? Like,
snuggly up with it. So guys,
I hope Tom Hanks calls me.
Kolsches are some of the most heavily regulated style of beer in Germany. And they are clean, they are bright, they are heavily attenuated. And that is not what that was at Fresyes Fest. It was, it had like the longest finish ever. It was like heavily cereal malt. I want to know, I think it was bottom fermented. And
dear God,
I know.
Not bottom fermented.
I call the police. Like, I need to talk to somebody. I was not a fan. Well, you saw me. Like, I get pretty.
But
I have this, a physical.
Is there any factor at all?
Your heart is on your sleeve when it comes to.
Is it any factor at all that you're drinking from a can on an asphalt parking lot? Like, does that, so that I can't help.
But it was chilly that day.
We were in a strange spot drinking that beer. That's true.
Yeah. But
I think we could have been in a better environment.
Well, and I did.
We should have told everyone around us to shut the fuck up, give us a proper glass, and everyone just let us sit down. We need to drink this beer, give it a real evaluation.
When I got home, I like gave my husband an earful about it. And he was just like, Jesus Christ, like you should have brought a can home to me so I could try it.
Yeah.
Like, well, I wish I had a glass so I could see what it looked like. Cause I bet you that it didn't even look like a cool shine. Whatever.
We got the right person on the show, Nick. Like somebody that goes home to their significant other. You won't believe the shit that just happened to me. You're like, oh my God, what happened? What happened? This fucking Kolsch. It's not even a Kolsch. They called it a Kolsch. It's not a Kolsch.
But like, if it was another dude, nobody would believe us. So thank
God. And my husband's like, okay.
Sounds good. He's like, well, I'm glad you had a good time, honey.
Yeah.
True. So I did have a great time, though, going to the rec room also. That was the first time I'd been there. And I had a crowd-pleasing STS.
Oh yeah. That was the industry. I mean, I don't want to ruin Binkots here, but that was the industry was just all about the Russian River Pilsner. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Pilsner. Yeah. Man, Pilsner. Man. Industry. Pilsner. And Nick and I are like, I got
let me guess, guys, West Coast IPA. Sure. No, coming right up.
Yeah. Yeah. All about that. So that made my day. Of course, being with you guys made my day. And I think it's great that you said, oh, we've got an extrovert on the show, when you really don't know that I'm actually just sweating profusely, like on the inside, hoping everybody likes me. So I'm like,
finally, we have somebody that'll talk. There's just been three of us not talking. And then finally we got somebody that'll talk. And you're like, I'm not that person.
Just play a good one on TV. Mm-hmm. That's all. Anyway, culture on to Nick.
Yeah,
what do you got?
For more later on in Big Cots. Nick, what do you have?
Fresyes was interesting, since we're still lingering on that note. I do appreciate going early, mostly for the lack of crowds. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe the lineup of food trucks they pulled for this event. I chose the barbecue. I don't know if you guys have eaten at the Barbecue Queens.
I haven't. It's always too long a line, Nick.
Oh, well, you get there way too late, sir. Mm. You're too busy enjoying local bands.
Yep.
I'm at North Fulton listening to this
Fulton.
Bro, down here at North Fulton.
North Fulton has an atmosphere unlike any other Fresyes I've ever seen.
It's true.
That could have been a separate event altogether.
The Fresyes people definitely shove the like the minor leagues of the festival. They're like, let's shove them down there in North Fulton.
Yeah, North Fulton is also where Mikey yelled at me when I said, man, it's windy. And he said, you're in the big city now.
Yep.
I was like, shit, man. Yep. Okay.
And straight. That's right. What happens when you're in between skyscrapers. The wind whips around, Stacey. It's not Clovis.
And then I cried in a porta potty for 5 minutes, but now we're good.
tears of sadness.
The woman waiting for the porta potty was like, "Are you okay in there, honey? Yeah, I'll be all right. You might be yelling at me.
Leave me alone, Karen.
Leave me alone. You give a good. Go back to Clovis."
We apologize. Mikey doesn't know how to attenuate without headphones, so he thought he was talking normally.
Yeah. My volume levels, I don't understand them. Just ask my wife after a couple beers and in public. It's apparently I'm loud. I don't understand this critique at all.
No, my husband says I accuse him of yelling all the time because he can't hear. So he's like, well, if I can't hear myself, I assume nobody else can.
Nobody so else got to hear.
That's logic right there. Yeah. I like that.
It's true. You guys got to hear what I'm saying about the Oakland A's pitching, starting pitching. That's what I.
But I feel kind of bad at Fresias Fest. I really didn't do any of the food stuff because the lines were so long, and I've got this thing against lines. So, I did go to Fres Loca. No, I'm
pointless
just
and ridiculous.
Once it gets really busy there, those lines are insane. I like some of those. I'm like, they will never get their food, will they? Because it's like 30 people deep. I'm like, there's no way.
One of my coworkers at my day job runs that shaved ice place. I think I pointed it out to you.
Oh, you found
And I took a picture. Yeah, I saw him on Monday and I was like, hey, I saw you. And he was like, why didn't you come get some shaved ice? And I was like, man, fuck that line. Like, I'm not going to sit in that shit. Like, I love you, but. And he's like, why didn't you just knock on the back door and come in and make your own? And I was like, because I also, second answer, I don't like shaved ice.
Oh, I love shaved.
Not a meal.
Yeah, and he's like, well, "We have funnel cake too," and I was like, "Oh, well, shit, I didn't know about that."
Well, dinner.
That was not heavily advertised. I just saw the shaved
sugar rush on top of the buzz.
You're like, first of all, I kind of need that information beforehand to be like, "Oh, I could just open the back door and make my own." Like,
yeah, because I feel like at a situation like that with all those people, if somebody opened the back door of my food truck, I would like. Whack yeah. with the baseball like, bat the that I had right there at my disposal.
I mean, it's, spread the mayonnaise with like a baseball right? bat. Like
it's what? Not. It's not
what
like a
kitchen utensil. Is that used for?
It's not like it's a like beer like a festival down. When you know the person pouring and you go stand next to the person pouring like you're having a conversation, but then you like very slyly like hold your glass over near them and then they very quickly fill it. And you're like, oh, I didn't just get a pour in front of everyone at all.
You do know that at beer festivals, right? You can just wear like an old badge from like an old beer fest that you've been to and just act like that. Oh, like you just walk up like, hey, what's up, guys?
Well,
like,
I'm on my break. Boy, sure is tough pouring here, huh?
Oh, man. They got you out here.
Oh, I'm over there at the Bud Light tent. Yeah, we got Bud Lime. We got Bud Dry, and we got Coors.
And
Reds. I don't know why. I don't know why we got Coors.
Reds Apple Ale.
We got Angry Apple. Apple Ale. Pissed Off Apple Ale something. I don't know.
Pissed Off Apple Ale.
It's really mad. Apples are really mad.
Never been hungover like
they
this,
really hate
my
being
friend.
Fermented. Apples don't like being fermented, and they get pissed off.
I mean, they ferment inside the skin. They're
whoa,
so mad.
Dude. Drunken apples before.
This part, somebody needs to save the apples.
That's Scrumpy. We've talked about Scrumpy, right?
What?
Huh?
No.
No, you Scrumpy, it's like the apples that fall on the ground and they start fermenting, and that's what the peasants drink.
That's how they got shit faced.
But it's way higher ABV. Yeah, like way the alks are super.
Wow. Like how long does the apple need to to be down on the ground there before it starts becoming alcohol?
A few days. Just let it get.
Just like 3 days.
Not very much. Not very much time at all.
Huh. I don't remember
that. Yeah, look at that. Scrumpy. It's basically like the malt liquor of England, Scrumpy. Oh. They sell it in 2-liter bottles. It's like high class.
I'll remember that next time I'm in an apple orchard. I'm just like,
where's your Scrumpy?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, she was like, I had this stuff Scrumpy. It got me all messed up. Like, yeah, that's a.
Yeah,
that's not cider. That's like malt liquor.
Where's Scotty B on the Scrumpy? How
yeah, that sounds very Scotty B. Yeah, what the heck? Get on that.
Scrumpy.
It's exactly up his alley.
What are we talking about, Nick?
Oh, the Fres, yes. I don't know. I can't explain it. This was the most casual Fres Yes I've ever been to. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but it, like, we wandered around. The crowds were kind of getting thick. I heard they got worse after we left. We left around, what, 5 or 4? Mm-hmm. Stacy stayed longer, but
yeah, who knows what Stacy got up to after.
Did hear the food lines got long.
I left not that long after you guys and went to Spokeasy. And I gave a stranger three beer tickets I had left, actually.
Was he gonna go?
Like, well, I was thinking about going down there, and I was like, here, I made it rain on him. I was like, here,
check it out, three free beers, bro.
It was great. I was like, you could thank the perfect pour
podcast.
Right. And Iceland.
Golden Gods and Iceland.
Right. Thank Iceland for these. But it was just a interesting day. Looking forward to more Frezias Fest like that.
You didn't have any responsibilities, and you didn't have any bands playing. You didn't have any.
There was husband responsibilities. There was no schedule. Zero.
That's how it's. Yeah. That's
the rec room
done.
Was a nice detour outside of Frezias.
That was. I kind of liked that, actually. That was fun.
Yeah, because they had Russian.
That was our VIP lounge. That we didn't get the Tioga VIP lounge, so we went to the rec room.
Yeah, but some of the Tioga VIPs went to the rec room. So
that's true. They came to us. They heard we were there.
It's fine. It's all good.
So I'm just gonna read this headline and hope it takes us somewhere.
Yeah,
I have a feeling it will. Craft brewery patrons value tasting room ambiance.
Ooh, I do.
No shit, Sherlock. Thanks for writing
feng shui.
Guess what? They like the feel of places. What do you know?
Yeah.
So I can't just have some like starkly white room with fluorescent lights and hope for the best.
Can't just have a strip mall unit.
That's very possibly an ambiance somebody's looking for.
Call it the cafeteria.
Yeah. Serve your beer on trays. Like just a beer and like
the partitions trays too, like,
and then the spork and one napkin wrapped in plastic. Like, what? I don't need that to drink my beer. That's okay. It comes with the package.
I actually think a craft beer bar called the Spork would be great.
The Spork.
It's got to be near.
Is it a fork?
It has to be near.
We don't know.
Otherwise,
yes.
Spork. Yes, we do. Yeah, we do like ambiance.
People want ambiance. They want to know that $10 for a 5 ounce pour of, I'm not sure if I'm going to like this. They want to at least know that the vibe around them is good. I feel that.
Yeah.
I can get behind it.
It's definitely something the wife and I look for. We will choose quality over quantity most of the time.
What would you say about the Barrel House, River Park Barrel House vibes? Because I've not been able to drink in there, because every time I try to drink in there, it's a private event. And they're like, no, Mikey, you can't come in here. So I'm like, what was me?
Well,
like, is there a beer geek vibe at all in the Barrel House? I'm sorry, Rad Stacy. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I was going to say that some people like the ambiance of the private event. It's just that you have to be invited to the private event.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody invites me to any private events. Okay. I just stand outside like the Mervyn's lady and go, open, open, open. If you're around for a tailgate, you know that. you know what that was.
Subscribe.
The Barrel House.
The Barrel House is two notches above standard brewery ambiance.
Notches above? Really?
Yeah, it's not fantastic. Like it's not what Modern Times did with the Post-it note mural wall.
No.
Yeah. Crazy. But they have all the elements. They have, you know, raw steel, brick, wood, bearded bartenders.
They got them bearded bartenders.
Ladies in flannel.
Yeah. I like ladies in flannel. I don't know what it is, but
yeah, they got great. What the Barrel House River Park has is a great people watching vantage point.
Oh, yeah. That, are you talking about inside or out on the patio?
Yeah, both. You can see, you can watch the plaza from inside or outside. Mm-hmm. The views from that place are fantastic. And there's always people out because it's in the middle of the corridor where that leads to the theater, mm-hmm. you know, amongst shopping and other things. It's a very unique crowd. It's not the Fresno typical five beer guys you're used to seeing.
No.
All kinds of people stumble into that place.
But like, does it have people that like come down there? I mean, I know you guys come down there sometimes, but does it have like people like break? Does it have regulars in there? Does it feel like a regulars place?
Yeah, no, they do. The regulars sit exclusively at the bar. And well, you can tell because
that's regular
because
shit.
You're trying to order your beer and they're having a conversation with their friend, you know, at sitting at the bar and like, hey, right. I like to order.
But there's like three seats between them kind of shit.
Yeah.
I had that.
And I had that IPA beer, last week.
Wait, sorry, Nick.
Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, the minute you order your beer, they go back to the conversation with the guy on the other side of the bar. You could tell who the regulars are. They congregate at the short L of the bar.
So I'll be honest, I have not actually been inside the River Park Barrel House either, Mikey. So, yeah. And not
I tried.
Like I've
though.
Actually haven't tried. You haven't to go even in tried. Either. Like I've walked by and looked in and been like, I'm good.
I haven't seen Nick. I'm good.
And a Barrel House. I've had some of their beers, obviously, but I'm not overwhelmed with competence at their brewing prowess, I guess I would say.
Wow.
Yep. And Nick's go-to beer is made by Barrel House, so you better be careful.
Yeah. Which is
it's a 9% IPA. It could be old and still.
You're like, don't worry, Stacy. It's not anything that you would.
Don't worry, it's 9% IPA.
First of all, it's nothing you would drink. Second of all, 9% IPA has shelf life. Yeah, we're fine.
No, and like I said, it's not. I don't like hate their stuff. Actually, they make a stout that if there is, you know, a lineup in front of me and there's nothing else, I will get the Barrel House stout. But
that's a nice one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, they're not my favorite. And it could be because I had a bit of a run in with their rep.
Oh, it's rep.
He lost.
Rep residue.
You know,
you got the shelf spot or how did he lose? Exactly?
No, we were doing a tasting together over at the Total Wines and he wanted to like talk a bunch of fucking shit to me. And I was like, I don't know where you suddenly decided to pick up all this beef with me, but like he started to be like, oh, you know, out of state, or at least I'm local. I'm just like, I don't fucking know you. Like, I don't know why you're trying to pick a fight with me right now. And
well, you shouldn't have worn your fuck around and find out hoodie. So.
I mean, it's true, right? Like you're about to find out. But I remember there was these people that came up and they were like, oh, Barrel House, yeah, I haven't had any of their stuff. And he was like, yeah, see, they want to try my stuff. And I was like, yeah, it's because they already have all of my beer in their fridge. And the chick goes, yeah, actually, I do. I like love New Belgium, right?
No.
And it was so funny because he was just like, oh, and I'm like, yeah. I was like, stop fucking talking shit to me in front of customers. Stop. Like, eat a dick. Yeah, I was
you
like,
you guys
really
gotta support each other and when there's customers in front of you.
Yeah, I'm like, we're side by side and I will ruin you right now. I just want you to know. Like, I don't back down and I don't know why you're picking this fight. But yeah, sorry, Billy. I don't know if he like listens to this at all, but he lost.
Good.
And it's fine.
He learned a lesson and you taught him a valuable lesson.
Yeah, I don't understand that kind of stuff because I was like being super friendly and then all of a sudden he's just like, oh, satire and New Belgium. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say FT. Whatever.
Damn it. All right. We'll deduct 1 point from your roster.
But I just don't, I don't know. I don't get it. We were supposed to be teammates and he decided to be a douche nozzle, twat waffle.
Wow.
All those things.
He was intimidated. Yeah. It happens.
He's. a shorter man, so it's fine. I understand.
I was gonna ask that. But...
What? Yeah, hey,
gotta be loud.
Take it easy on us, short guys. Okay, we don't have much going on. Okay.
Hey, but you don't act like a total ding dong out in public. Well, that I could tell.
You know,
at least not to me.
Yeah, you weren't around in my 20s.
All right. No. Yeah, I might not be friends right now.
I was never like, I never had short man, Napoleon complex. I never had that. So as far as I know, good. Although you would have to ask my friends from my 20s, but I'm pretty sure I didn't.
I do think it's funny though. You know, Barrel House and Firestone just have this huge hate for one another. And so that did bring me a little bit of joy when I did work for Firestone for those couple of years that I knew. I was like, oh, Billy's really going to hate
me. I was
me
always
now.
Curious about that. Since Barrel House is basically down the street from Firestone, that yeah. I was always curious of, like, are they buddies or like what? Like,
no, huge amount of beef. And there's like all this billboard beef between the two of them. So like, who's going to own the one like between Fresno and
did they have
Fresno?
Reference? The billboards have references to the do themselves to each other?
Yeah, they do. Like, and they will fight. Like, they will actually bid on billboards to like who's going to get like the next 6 months and shit. It's like really wild.
Well, all I know is I see 805 at Shaw and Blackstone all the friggin' time. So.
So that was a huge win. But then there's that there's that one that's in is it Stratford, right? Yeah. On your way to Paso Robles. There's a big billboard that and that
little,
one was like a big fight between Barrel House and Firestone of like who's gonna have the local craft beer billboard on your way in or out.
Oh, yeah.
I think 805 has it right now, but Barrel House had it for a long time. And we were always on these calls. It was like, oh, I hate coming to Fresno and seeing that fucking Barrel House. Like, yeah. Just
fuck Barrel House.
They work out.
Beer anger.
You know, I should just like go at midnight sometime and climb up that shit and just spray paint it on both sides. You both suck.
Oh. What would you
yeah, you guys are fighting. You guys both suck.
You guys are
I'm
both
just surprised
idiots.
Like Firestone even gives a crap about, but that's what's the funniest about. Like, I could get Barrel House being like, freaking Firestone, but like, why is Firestone like taking the time out to like Barrel House? Damn it.
I don't know. It's like when you get a thorn in your side a little bit and it's just itches, right? It's like, fuck these guys. Yeah. I don't know.
I just love that. And a side note in Fresno lore, there was like a Fresno fight at Barrel House in Paso Robles once with two Fresno a Fresno council member and a and this like rowdy
that makes sense.
Republican like wild guy who like
say no more.
They got into a big confrontation on the at Barrel House and it was on video and stuff. And I was just like, oh my god. And this was like during like post that whole Firestone flap with the Firestone person and Fresno.
Oh, and then, but it's Fresno though, then, yuck or whatever.
And then two Fresnans get into a fight and they're Barrel House and Paso Robles. I was just like, oh my gosh.
That was such a nightmare, that whole comment about Fresno. Like we actually had to hire a bodyguard for her.
You know, you rile up some certain Fresnans and stuff happens. Right. That was not
I was
my
like,
fault
I ain't saying
at
shit.
All,
I mean, I'm over here like talking shit on me. Clovis and a little bit scared. So
yeah,
but I'm from there, so I'm allowed.
When you keep poking a Clovis bear, Fresno bear, stuff happens.
At least it's a toothless bear, right?
Yeah,
it's fine.
Hey, knock it off.
What are you going to do? Gum me to death?
Yeah. So, I'm just going to steer away from that.
You just stay away from it, Mikey. You're so innocent.
Yeah. I'm innocent. All I did was reply back to a tweet. God dang it.
Did you reply to that tweet?
Yes. And I And I was the focal point of everything beer Twitter.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Against me. And the Firestone Walker person called me so many names that I've never been called for by any other human in history. I'll still never be able to. And I never replied to him. I just let her just have her day of like calling a person a complete piece of shit and then for no reason at all. But
so much hate. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, I'll just unpack that with my, if I ever have a psychologist, I'll unpack that with them, not with the show anymore. I did enough of that.
Down the Firestone Road.
Yeah, I know. See what happens with Nick. Nick stepped away for a couple minutes, people. See what happens? Now, Rad Stacy and I are having like a little side moment about
therapy
things.
Therapy sessions.
It's like, wow. Nick's like, what the hell are you guys doing?
I always miss the good shit.
No, never mind. I don't know.
We'll just move on. It's okay.
Is there anything else, Nick? Hey, did you have anything else
there with the sound bites?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Please save my wounds with sound bites.
Send your virtual hugs to Mike. Should have been open another beer.
Starfish. What does that even mean?
The chocolate kind?
Some assholes or something?
Wow. And the infinite sadness.
Was there anything else, Nick, you had to share?
Yeah. So go to ambient positive places in your life.
Yeah. Go to cool places.
Any of them like
the
Fresno?
Like the patio at Barrel House in San Luis Obispo. Or I'm sorry, in Paso Robles.
If you're in Fresno, just do the best you can and
bring your own ambiance.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nick just came up with our new tagline. Fresno, do the best you can.
Do the best you can. We believe in you.
We believe in you.
Welcome to Fresno. Do the best you can.
Do the best you can. That's fine.
I have a super funny... So I'm going out of town here super quick on Friday, and I have been afforded a VIP experience at North Coast Brewing Company, which I'm very excited about, on Saturday.
Wow.
And shortly after, I reached out to the people I know, and then shortly after that, I get a text from the... The wine
canceling your
guy.
Request because you let out no. their date code system.
Yeah. No, yeah. Cancel her.
Cancel.
But
we
he was
heard
just like,
the
hey,
podcast. You sold our date code system.
You sold us out, Stacey, right up the river. But I got this text and I was at work actually researching open burial plots. So, you know, I've got my hands full over here.
Oh, yeah.
And
Icelandic fire burials.
No fire burials. Oh. And he's like, hey, he's like, I need to send some beer to Gazebo Gardens ASAP. And I was like, well, we'll fucking do it then, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I don't want to get, you know, my ass sold up the river because Gazebo hasn't bought any North Coast beer for a while. I was like, hey, I actually don't do the ordering there, first of all. Why are you texting me?
Yeah.
But I thought it was super funny.
Well,
because I'm like, hey,
you control who does do the ordering.
I don't control shit, man. That's such a that's a white lie. Yeah, no, I don't control any of it. But it was funny because he's just like, well, I just need to send something. I was like, so send something. He's like, are you sure it's cool? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I don't know what's going to Gazebo, but there's gonna be some North Coast beer there soon.
All right, Nick,
it'll be fun. Yeah,
I'm on there. Will it be on Nitro?
There's no Nitro line at Gazebo. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not going then. Ooh.
Well, fine. I won't see you there then.
For you,
I will not see you there.
For you out of Fresno region listeners,
I plan on not seeing you there.
I've missed it. Once in a while, we do reference Gazebo Gardens. Gazebo Gardens is a nursery in Fresno of plants and whatnot. But on the weekends, it turns
not
into a food truck and craft beer venue. So,
AKA the ultimate patio.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yes, sirs. Yeah, it is super fun. But I just thought it was funny because I sent an email saying, hey, my husband runs Gazebo Gardens, and I'm on the world renowned Perfect Pour. We're hoping to just, like, you know, come and say hey. I didn't ask for anything, but they're like, yeah, come on up, it'll be great. And then all of a sudden I get this text saying, like, hey, Gazebo needs to order some beer to make this worth everybody's while. And I was like, well, you know, have your rep call my husband. What the fuck?
Have your people call my people.
And I just thought it was funny that they thought it was me. I'm like, sure, send some shit. I don't know. Whatever.
Say, do you know how many North Coast Nick has drank? Do you know how many old Raspies Nick has drank?
Do I need to send them a picture of my old Rasputin collection?
Yeah.
Is that what it would take?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm
over 6 years of barrel aged Rasputins in the fridge.
Do you? Well, yeah. I left some at Mikey's garage over there.
Uh-oh.
Premier neighborhood craft beer storage.
Maybe I should open one up.
If anybody's interested in a Stone 16 Lemon Verbena, we can help you out.
The bad beer drawers have not been opened up for a long time, so they're ripe.
It's sealed shut by
by the mist.
Yeah.
Crustaceans vapors. Have formed on it. Barnacles have formed on it. As if it was salt air.
Honestly, some of those beers that I brought to you guys, like, they'd been in the fridge for a while where I had to finesse them off of the bottom of the fridge.
A little hammer and chisel.
Yeah. I was like, I hope nothing breaks. That'd be fucked up. Yeah.
I want to clean up that.
All right. Well, that's prompting a next in studio episode then.
There we go. The hammer and chisel episode.
Yeah. Was there any more, Nick? Did you have?
Oh, quickly, House of Pendragon. 10
Present
years.
County Brewer.
Can you believe this?
Holy crap. Wow.
Yeah, I can believe it.
10-year anniversary party, April 15th. I still have my inaugural Kickstarter chalice.
Yeah.
From Pendragon, and they're offering a new one this year.
Oh,
Keep the Glass Party.
Is it a post-inaugural?
Post-inaugural.
Chalice.
Yeah.
Now, Mikey, are you allowed to go to Pendragon? Is that too far northeast at all? Or?
I'm allowed. I think authorities allow it, but I just don't do it.
Gotcha.
I have been to the Sanger Pendragon. Because my daughter had a track meet at Sanger. So I was like, oh, perfect opportunity for me to drink.
How about that?
I'm not going to watch my kid run this track meet. I'm going
to Looks like you're going to do well, honey. I'll be back. Just got to go to the bathroom for the next hour and a half. No. So I a classic industrial park brewery out there in Sanger, the House of Pendragon. But
selling it to me.
But they obviously make great beers.
They do. I like their brewskis.
They make a pack of beers.
Make a beers.
Some bursts.
Wait a minute.
Some bursts.
Nick?
Oh, we never come up with that.
I'm a Bears fan, so that it makes sense. Bears.
It totally does, but I'm disappointed in ourselves for not ever coming up with that reference. Fuck.
It's okay.
Damn it.
We're here now.
One.
It just means you meant to be on the show.
Since baseball season has begun now that we're here on Friday, we just had opening day yesterday on Thursday.
Beat the Giants.
The Giants, who I don't care about the Giants. They can
beat the Giants.
Well, yeah, we're not playing the Giants, Nick. The A's, the East Bay. We only care about the East Bay. We only care about the East Bay teams.
Oakland booty with an LA face.
Yeah. the Pints and Panels, she came up with a, she started a new project called Baseball Beer Project, which she started on a blog spot, which just warms my heart as a as an old blogger. She started a blog spot site at baseballbeerproject.blogspot.com, and she's basically looking for community involvement to have rundown of the best beer in each ballpark and the best beer around each ballpark, even to the point of minor league ballpark. So I guess we can get involved in and say about the best beer around our minor league ballpark, which we're a single A, Rockies single A. Is it the Rockies now? I think so.
Yes, we can go to Chuck and Nancy.
Yeah.
Check it out.
So if you go to baseballbeerproject.blogspot.com or baseballbeerpro on Twitter, and so you can, the whole point of the project is so you can see what the best beer options are around baseball parks.
I know they've got 805 slushies.
at Chuck Nancy?
At Chuck and Nancy, yeah.
Chuck and Nancy's? Wow. 805 slushies.
They've got all the good shit.
I wonder if that's any better than an actual 805. Can it be? I mean, it can be worse, I guess.
We can get the Cerveza one, too.
Yeah.
We ran into the rep. He looked grizzled, and he's like, "All I drink is Cerveza." And I'm like, "Slow down, buddy. It's gonna be okay.
Slow down. All I drink is Cerveza."
There's life beyond 805 Cerveza. I promise. I will say it makes a pretty good Michelada if you don't have any limes. If you do have limes, you can use Pacifico. I give you permission.
All right. I'm down with a Pacifico. I'll be all right with that.
In cans. That's Modelo. The best.
Oh, canned Pacificos.
Yeah, canned Pacificos.
Everything's better in the can.
You know, that brewers in Mexico. You know the whole story of Pacifico, right?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
But
good.
Just tell the other people.
Yeah, I mean, I do, but right. Yeah, there's somebody listening that doesn't, so go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure there's people who haven't heard this story.
It's like, what? Pacifico? Germans? Mexico? I don't get it.
What's happening?
Well, you know, Hitler was hiding in Argentina, so.
I mean, yes. Yeah. I mean, hey. Okay, now we're going to go on to Ragnar Red.
Wow.
I know, I'm all deep in Clovis today. Deep. Deep in their country business.
Ragnar Red.
I love gold!
Ready for some more country covers at the Fresia.
Oh, I did the I Love Gold for open. Damn it.
It's okay. They actually have QR codes on the side of their shit.
Whoa.
So one of the funny things about this Two Ravens spot is they have this deal on their website where it says that they're out in the middle of nowhere serving their community. And I'm just going to tell you, if you're out in the middle of fucking nowhere, you don't have community. So I don't understand that.
There's country people.
No, there's
that
a neighborhood
like
out there. They're
I know, but they're claiming to be out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
yeah. It can't be two things at once.
Oh, okay.
Either you're out in the middle of nowhere or you're in a community. Which is it?
Right, exactly. Okay, so the QR code took me to at Two Ravens Brewery. That's good.
Mm-hmm. All right. It works.
Step one.
It didn't take me to some like weird porn site or anything.
some Clovis Grindr porn site.
That would be my joke. I'd be like, oh, joke's on them. They're going to buy a bunch
got
of
you
rings. It'd be great.
It is April 1st to some people right now listening on Saturday. I mean, who knows what kind of tomfoolery is happening right now.
If you're in Australia.
Yeah, it's true.
You're past beyond that international dateline.
Like, be careful. Watch out. Your friend's going to do some sort of joke on you.
Okay, so this Ragnar Red is a 4.8% amber lager. Notes of toffee,
easy
coffee,
drinking,
chocolate, and a touch of roast.
A little roast.
But also
there
crisp and refreshing. So let's see.
Dang, that's a lot. That's a lot.
It's a lot of conflicting shit, if you ask me.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Maybe your roasty, toasty, bright, and fresh.
And like, yeah, let's just put in all the words that people like to hear about the beer.
Let's say that we're out in the middle of nowhere while serving our community from beyond the nowhere.
It's roasty, but crisp and refreshing, but also dank and also heavy.
So dank.
Dank is coming back.
It is really dark.
Yeah, it is dark. You can't see anything. I can see
beautiful
the reflection of Stacy's monitor on it. That's how dark it is.
I'm drinking out of a Goldstein's glass.
Whoa.
An OG Goldstein's glass. I know a chick.
It's good.
It is. The toffee actually is really coming out. It's a little bit sweet for me, but I don't dislike it. It could be a little bit. It could finish a little bit quicker, honestly.
All right.
I think if they took the crisp and refreshing off of the descriptor, that it would be spot on.
All right.
Because it's not crisp.
Neither crisp nor refreshing.
Yeah. Right. They also make a Freitas, an Ivar the Pale, a Dragon Boat, Stone Sour, Stormbreaker, Nordic Fog, Pineapple Under the Sea, Dreamsicle, and a Champagne Bellini. Oh, wait. Oh, it's a hard seltzer. No, thanks.
Well, you got to make some money. Hard seltzers are the new hazy IPAs of breweries now. They're like,
I mean, they're easy to make. I don't begrudge somebody for wanting to collect some shekels. I get it.
Yeah, you gotta have that open. have that line of cash flowing in.
Right. I mean, yeah, when your pour cost is like a nickel on a $5 seltzer, it's pretty good.
Oh. I didn't even really think
about
that.
It's probably more than a nickel, but it's probably less than a buck.
How it's actually less to cost less to make a seltzer for a brewery.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it costs way less to make a seltzer.
So why
than
so
a
why
proper
the,
beer?
Why the hell not?
Which takes care. It's like you don't just use a machine. You have to like hire a guy with a beard to like figure shit out.
No, you don't have to have a guy with a beard. That's a big plus.
I love gold.
If he's not dipping his beard in it every time he like stirs the kettle, then it's not going to be right.
Right.
Yeah, that's the secret.
I'll break the pelt.
What did you open up, Nick?
A little pelt.
Camarado Brewing's Blobmaster.
Yeah.
British Strong Ale.
Oh, I'd be interested in that.
It's a very strong ale. Mm-hmm. Ale is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Strong. What the ale?
Yep. It's an ale.
It's an
zero
ale.
Hops.
Oh,
no, it has to have some hops in it.
I know.
They're
not prominent like a West Coast IPA.
They just show the hops to it. Like, look in the mirror.
Yeah, you're the hops.
I got there's a new brown that Crow and Wolf made, the Fresno County Brewer Crow and Wolf made that I got for the producer who likes clean browns and clean porters. And I'm like, oh, and Reggie was like, oh, get this for the producer. She'll love it. I was like, all right. I got the brown and she like took like two sips. She's like, oh, this is too hoppy. This is way too hoppy. I'm like, but it's a brown. She's like, nope, hoppy. I'm like, she is like, she knows when things are hoppy and things. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
But so apparently like they're hopping their browns, man, over there in Clovis, man. I don't know what's going on, but they're hopping their browns. They've lost focus.
Hoppy brown ales.
Thanks, Clovis.
There's no real right place to talk about this, so I just want to get it out there because there are friends in the podcasting our cousins, our beer podcasting cousins over down there in San Diego, 3B Zine and Beer Night in San Diego / Beer Night in San Diego. That I don't know if you guys know this or not, but that Dustin, who was one of the co-founders of 3B Zine, which became Beer Night in San Diego, he passed away this week, and I don't know what happened. It's not really saying what happened, which I guess you could just say that it sort of doesn't matter. Just the fact that Dustin passed away, but Cody was putting out there this week, and so and Dustin hadn't been on the show for a while, but he was those that listened to early on. He was there, and he was like more of the 3BZ was more of half musician, half music, half craft beer when I think when Dustin was on. So it just, I'm just like throwing it out there just as a, like, you remember memory thing. So they were always, they're sort of big supporters of us, and we always supported them, and they've always been friends to us. So it was just, you know, tough to hear about Dustin passing, and I know we've got a lot of shared listenership and stuff. So I would not let this episode pass without acknowledging Dustin, and just our hearts go out to the Cody and everybody in on 3B Zine and Beer Night in San Diego and that whole family. So. And there is a GoFundMe for Dustin's family. And I think it's more of like the support, because Dustin had left a wife and a young a toddler behind. So I think that GoFundMe is more for the kid growing up kind of thing. So it's still going on. So if you want to, if I didn't do a good job and put it in the show notes on ours, make sure to go to 3B Zines or Beer Night in San Diego's social media. It'll be there, so if you want to donate that, so just
For sure, I'll thinking about share it on guys. My socials too.
And there you go.
Yeah, so sorry to hear that. That's awful.
Yeah,
but love to all of those who loved him and his family, and we'll share any support that we can to them, for sure.
Thank you.
Cheers to all of the good memories.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
It's time for the listenership of the Perfect Pour to join in on the show. We highly encourage you guys to participate. You can do that in several ways. You can call our 24/7 voicemail line, 559-492-0542, or you can email us audio that you recorded, or just send us an email. You can do that at perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Usually the stuff is in the show notes if you're looking for ways to do it, or if you go to perfectpourpod.com, you can find it all. And I don't know what happened. Sometimes like Chew Your Beer will do something like, hey, everybody call or whatever. But I don't think this is one of those, but some reason everybody called the voicemail line heavier than the email this week. So.
Wow.
So we'll start with the traditionals.
Hello, Perfect Pour. This is Psycho Bear.
Psycho Bear.
And just got back from down home, Agoura Hills, and enjoyed a little 14 cannons. Brought back a crowler of a, I don't know. Let's take a look. A crowler of, I still don't know. Anyways, had a nice double IPA from their Point Doom and brought a 4-pack back. Had a little get together at mom's house and brother Kevin brought a fall of Imuibozu, Botological Stout, outstanding. I brought down a Cellar Maker Desert Oasis. Magic in a bottle. Cinnamon, bourbon, chocolate. Oh, so good. A friend of mine brought the new 2022 Lagunitas Willetized Coffee Stout. Again, very good. Always nice to head back home every couple months. We'll see when I head back down. Maybe I'll run into Chew Your Beer. That'd be nice. In any case, on my way back home, had to stop at Firestone and pick up the 2022 Caraba Java. Excited for that. A couple bottles and something new. I don't know what it is, but I'll share with you when I try. Anyways, perfect pour. I also want to welcome the rad Stacy. I'm listening to episode, 506? I don't know. You're talking about Fres yet?
Now we're in the future.
We're 504, anyways, man. How'd you do that?
Well, perfect pour. Mikey, the Nick 80, and rad Stacy. And don't forget, check your dates. I'm in Berkeley.
So Agora Hills, man, Ladyface is always what I think about. Ladyface Brewing was always a good haunt for me when I lived down there.
Where's Agora Hills exactly? What are you?
South of Ventura and Oxnard.
Oh, okay.
On your way into LA, but not quite.
Yeah.
Down the valley? There yet. Still
it's in the valley.
Still north enough where you're not like heavily into traffic and whatnot. Still kind of country. Mm. LA country.
LA's version of country.
Right.
If you're watching, if you watch Chinatown, it was probably an orange orchard at some point.
Probably, yeah. Actually, one of the very first dates I ever went on was in Agora Hills at Ladyface with my now husband.
So, whoa. Yeah. What were you guys down there for? What were you doing down there?
He was visiting me and, you know, little naughty time, drinking some beer, making out.
Oh,
I know.
My gosh.
Kids.
Public displays of affection in a brewery.
PDA. In SoCal.
PDAs and IPAs.
Yeah. He's a big IPA guy, so.
There you go. Probably.
Dang it. Sorry about that. Perfect pour. This is Psycho Bear again.
What happened?
I forgot one exceptional beer that I had, and I actually got it at Great Notion. It's a Horace collab, thinking it was a Great Notion Horace collab, but it's
Horace?
Some contract brewer called Brujos. Brujos Brewing from Portland. And it was fantastic, called Bird Point, a 14% Alx Imperial Stout.
Holy shit,
14
Alx? Coconut, marshmallow, and vanilla. Oh, it was freaking amazing.
You could taste
could
anything with 14
that out.
Alks?
Again.
Oh, I teased the outs.
I think marshmallow Brujos, I can.
Porous.
I like collab. Marshmallow.
And good day. Perfect pour. The Nick 80. Mikey and Rad Stacy. Goodbye.
No, bye.
I like the emphasis on the rad.
Rad. By the way, Psycho Bear's other call, I opened up this Urban Roots Love Your Roots IPA. It's a nice, cool blue label. Roots, and
that's
of course,
a sexy label,
Wazoo.
Honestly. I would go
it's
after
sexy.
That.
Yeah, you'd be like, yeah, I'll take a run at that. I'll make a run at it.
I like blue. I like love.
Let's see what happens.
That was a total label buy right there for me.
Yep.
Oh, God. Yeah, this goddamn Google Maps can't be right. Sorry, this is Jay. Pop soon. There's no such places. What's his place called? Fontana? That's not Fontana. That's not a real fucking place.
No, it's not.
Wait.
Well, it's real as you want it to be.
A vehicle to Zeekland in Fontana. This shit's fucked up. All right, I'm gonna have to call you back. Fontana, Zeekland. This shit ain't right.
Nope.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
66, though.
I don't know what Google's messed up this place anyway.
It's as real as Gonzaga.
Oh, Gonzaga.
Turn it up, Albuquerque.
That's Spokane.
Okay, so here's the story. Sorry, this is Jay again. So apparently this place does exist. Fontana, California.
Mm-hmm. Been it, had it.
And these
been
people
been up
are
in
pretty
it.
Cool. This Z Clan, like I said, the license place is Z Clan. I guess it stands for Zelaya. Anson Robin.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in Southern California.
What?
In Fontana. With Robin and
Fontana.
It's fantastic. Alright. So like yeah, this is a sorry, come down to kind of combined trip. My kind of yearly birthday vacation. And had to join it this year with daughter's got a cheerleading competition in Anaheim. So I'm down here in the Anaheim, Fontana. Oh, I have no idea. Orange County-ish, whatever area.
Fontana.
Having a great time.
Fontucky.
So, Aunt Robin, thank you so much for hooking me up with a place to stay.
Damn.
Wow. I've been there. Taking me around, showing me everything.
All the some Fontana
fantastic
sites.
And all that. So I'm going to.
Well, they take you to the Anaheim Duck
right
game.
Now and get set up. So,
San Dimas High School football rules.
You guys are in the perfect pour. You, check it out. Have a good time. All that. All that jazz. Later.
No, jazz is in Portland.
Utah. Wait, Fontana? Utah. I guess I'm in Fontana. Utah? But I'm from Utah.
We know. Fontana. We know.
F Utah?
Death to Utah. Wait, what?
What?
I thought all that jazz was Chicago. I'm going to rouge my knees and roll my stockings down and... All that jazz.
Wow.
Chicago.
You're welcome.
Brad Chicago. Oh, wait. Uh-oh.
Jazz balls love Chicago.
Yeah. So, Mikey, check your DMs. When I head back home, I'm actually going up north. Heading towards Sacramento. So I'm going to be in Fresno for a little bit. So,
what?
Mikey, check your DMs.
You okay?
Wait, what?
I'm worried about Jay.
That's some stuff couch. To drop off. So I'm going to be stopping in Fresno.
Uh-oh.
And, see if there's a way I can drop some stuff off for you guys. So, we got some fresh beers coming to you.
Uh-oh.
Mikey, check. Sorry.
All right. I got to check
Twitter
my
DMs.
My Twitter DMs. I only check my untapped DMs. I only check my untapped DMs. Because I can't send pictures through untapped DMs. So I can't get in any trouble on untapped. So I just stay in untapped when I'm drunk.
You think you can't. I bet you could.
You could push a picture through.
You're just not trying hard enough.
Well, you could put a picture in your check-in. You're just like, exactly. You're just like, I'm only checking into this. To this 805 because I need to send this picture out there.
It's so hazy you can't even see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, so that's how I DM a nude pics on Untap is I just go ahead and just check in on Untap and everyone else has got to see the feed. Say, no one else look at this. This is for the person I was sending this nude pic to. You can't look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone would respect it and be like, all right, I won't look at it. Okay. Actually, I no problem. I won't look at it. And I will stay away from it. Thanks for warning me. Yeah, so yeah. Just DM me on Untap.
Only making it as weird as you let it be.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't let me keep talking.
Hey there, Perfect Four Podcasty Fontana Jim.
Oh, man. This is Fontana.
What I really do like that you took my advice and invited Rad Stacy back on the show.
That was because of Jim. We were going to do it.
Her a big part of the show.
We were going to do it. Yeah, Nick and I were like, let's not do it. And then cool. Jim was like, do it.
The perfect pour doesn't give a rat fuck about hazy IPAs.
Hey.
That's pretty cool.
Facts.
What am I enjoying right now? I'm enjoying a hazy IPA. Attack of the State
Intervention.
From Paperback Brewing. Yeah, that's pretty
let
fun.
Let me be your...
real fun. So I had a fun exchange this week with Brad Stacey over the Instagram DMs. It was kind of fun. She can share if she wants. I don't really care. But then I remembered last week's show, and she was talking about how fun it was that her mom had Stacey's mom as an email address. So yes. I thought that'd be kind of cool. I'm up here for work, and, you know, I'm all by myself sitting in my hotel room.
DMing Stacey's mom.
So I decided to go ahead and email Stacey's mom at yahoo.com, Stacey's mom at earthlink.net. Stacey's mom at AOL.com and Stacey's mom at MSN.net.
Yeah, oh, you gotta
Stacey's
do the MSN.
Stacey's mom at Singular Wireless.
Angel Fire. And, you know, check her Angel Fire website.
Show, you know,
did she get back to you?
Fire up a bunch of dick pics. That's what guys do.
Hotmail?
Yeah, she's gotta have a Hotmail.
And then I remember that Stacey has an E in it, so I send all those to someone else. Oh, well.
check this out.
That's fun.
Check this out, Stacey's
anyways,
mom.
Wanted to have a little contest, a little bit of, not trivia, well, maybe trivia, a little competitiveness among you three. So I'm in Sacramento this week, and I got to drive down on Friday.
Uh-oh.
Which means that I could choose to drive down to 99.
Yeah.
And drive Fresno adjacent.
Why would you drive the
I-5? Which means I could choose to drop off some beer. And the best part about dropping off beer to the perfect pour is now I won't drop off any hazy. I've got a Dunkelweizen with peanut butter and banana called Elvis Special. I've got a Berliner Weiss with grilled lime, salt, and jalapenos.
I'm going to throw that out in the street.
I've got a triple mango, triple IPA.
Yep, throw it in the street. I'm going to throw it in my neighbor's backyard.
And then... there's this Skeeter guy, you guys might remember. Tony Hawk, he's got a brewery too. So anyways,
Tony
the
Hawk
first one of you threes to send me a message on my phone as a text with an address to drop this off, get the four pack.
Sending you the address to the Fresno Sheriff's Department right now.
Yeah.
911 O Street.
Are you guys part of the Perfect Pour? Oh, yeah, buddy. Come on in. Check out
for I'm going out of town. Otherwise, I totally would. And actually, Stacy's mom is watching the house. So maybe.
Oh.
I mean, uh-oh. Just maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little romance.
I can't believe you emailed a whole bunch of Stacy's
moms. I emailed every Stacy's mom harlots. Email there is. Yeah. Stacy's mom at Gmail. Stacy's mom at. Yeah.
I'll tell you, it is Gmail, but you had the rest of it wrong. Oh. There's a number that goes in with it too. I'm not going to give her personal info out, but I think it's great that you were emailing Stacy's.
Start using numbers, and eventually you'll get.
And
there.
we were messaging back and forth. That's super funny. I love it. The real Stacy. My mom
three
is.
Three shows and you're already cooler than us. What the heck?
That's not true. Again, sweating profusely on the inside.
Well, she has.
We see your internal sweat.
She has it going on.
We raise you.
Jim's
uncomfortable shaking.
Jim's waited for so long, Stacy. Stacy, can't you see?
You just have to get for me.
God. Oh,
that song.
That's
it
right.
Tore
that whole track I just mentioned. Montana. Keep the good work. Ladies. Well, guys and lady. Brad Stacey. Glad you're here. A lot of fun. See you guys.
I don't know why Jim needed to add that, but he did.
Fun.
He's like, you know what?
First of all, who are you calling a lady?
Mikey.
Yeah, me.
Ladies and yeah, Stacy.
That's one of the things that Firestone Walker person told said to me. He's like, "You're a lady." I was like, I am not a lady. He's like, yeah, you are. You're a big Fresno lady.
Big Fresno lady.
Yeah.
That's as big as they come.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Don't you forget it.
I seen you at the Walmart. I seen you.
You didn't see me at the Walmart.
Hey, guys.
How we doing?
It's Con and Janine. We're giving you a Jacoon's report.
Yeah, we're hoping we're not hitting the world between worlds as we are recording at 7:30 our time, so...
But we do want to give you a report from Collab Fest that for sure the new style of the year is stylized IPA. Look for it to go around the world. We sent one to Radar.
From Weldworks.
From Weldworks. But they're just, all the breweries here are coming out with them. So that is our Style Watch stylized IPA. Look for it. You heard it first here from the jacuzzi.
Yeah, I can tell you that when you once you get a tongue, because we had literally five or six different ones at the festival and two before we got there, and that flavor is super distinct. You cannot miss it once you kind of get a hang of it. You're like, oh, this is stylized. And personally, I don't really like it because it's kind of tangy and weird.
I like it.
She likes it.
Well, one of my favorites at the Collab Fest was this oyster lager, which was really cool, and it was really interesting, and a lot of our friends really liked it, too. It was really, really interesting beer. But that one could have been named Smells Like My Ex, which I love that recommendation there, Stacy. Yes. And just want to say, I like Red Stacy being on the show, bringing the female perspective.
Got to have that edginess, and it's working.
I love it.
Yep.
So we were thinking...
Good luck, right, good luck having a no curse word show now. You guys are screwed.
We were thinking, so there is a brewery around us called Satire Brewing, and they have a lot of those beer names like Stacy was talking about.
Oh, they reach out on the edge, and they've been excoriated by beer groups, and they don't care, man.
So one of their popular and most staple beers is Dildo, and it's like a sour pickle goza.
Holy shit. Yep, it's a dill beer.
Yeah, it should be.
It's a dill beer, yeah. But then goza. They have major... Major
Dick Dark
IPA.
Uh-huh. They have a Monkey Spank Wheat.
Yeah.
They do an Orenthal James beer, which is one of their more famous IPAs. Pineapple Pussycat. Snatch Green Chili.
Yeah, because we do a lot of Hatch Green Chili stuff here, so just play on words. But,
I love it.
If they're going to do an edgy beer name, it would be them.
Ooh, Bad Girlfriend. I like the name of that one.
Bad Girlfriend.
They got Stormy Daniels. Because we all know who that is.
I don't know. It's got to be a hazy, Trump's right?
Jack off for. Imperial Pumpkin Stout.
Peanut Bourbon Barrel Ball Buster.
Eventually anyways, just stop with the puns.
Walnut.
Just we just wanted to give our Skull IPA. Watch and give you a call Rube from the jacuzzi and say how much we appreciate the three of you putting on this show.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You guys enjoy the show, and we'll listen on Friday.
And keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
And gal.
Bye.
Layers.
You can say guys. It's totally fine.
Bye.
So did they say stylized IPA?
Yeah,
is that what that was?
They were saying stylized.
That's what they said. It was hard to understand.
Stylized. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What's
that's
happening?
What I heard. I'm like, is that like an IPA with in italics or like cursive?
Yeah,
as it goes, I'm trying to figure out.
Font.
But
like when I swallow it, I'm gonna spell my name.
But it's like IPA that's had a makeover, and it's like wearing like different button. Kind of it's right. Like wearing collared button up shirts now. I don't know. Stylized.
Yeah.
I'm super curious. I just don't know what the hell's going on, Rad Stacy. I don't know what the hell's going on, Colin and Janine. What is it? Janine likes it. Colin doesn't. I didn't know what stylized IPAs are. And so we can move on from there. And then we can claim as the podcast that talked about stylized IPAs before anyone else talked about them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we should just hashtag it a whole bunch of times and be like, we were here first.
Stylized IPAs.
Hey,
you know who you want to talk to about stylized IPAs? Perfect Pour.
Yeah.
Episode 504. Which one is this one?
504. 504.
504. Perfect.
So there you go. That's where it was mentioned in the craft beer vernacular. And if anybody tries to claim it, they're full of shit. Because we just put it down on podcast vinyl.
Yeah.
We're watching that style.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah. We've been watching that stuff from the beginning.
Yeah, I love the whole like oyster beer situation though. Like, yeah, smells like my ex, or she doesn't even go here. Or, I think I know her. Like all those names.
She doesn't even go here.
Great. Yeah.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
She wasn't fetch, worth
that's
it.
Fetch. That's fetch. That IPA is fetch.
That IPA.
That
is
stylized
fetch.
IPA is fetch.
Fetch PA.
There.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thanks everyone for calling into the show and contributing to the
missed
content.
Connections.
Oh yeah. Poor Paul was like looking for your ad, Stacey, and it just missed the connection. Oh.
Blink and you'll miss me.
Yep. Shh, everyone be quiet.
Noises.
Shut up.
Shh. Oh, sorry.
Shut up! Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm being quiet. You can't.
Did a little bit of Ben Cod drinking, but you know that we were at the Fresjazz Festival. Stacey wasn't impressed with the Kolsch.
Not impressed with the Kolsch. It wasn't a Kolsch.
Boo.
That's all I'm going to say. I explained what a Kolsch is, and that's not what that was.
So you're not a Kolsch.
You are not a Kolsch. How dare you?
How dare you?
I think you should have waited till like, because they do it at Fresjazz. They do a big thing about whatever beer is featured that year at Fresjazz Fest on stage. They do it on stage, like a big stage. Like, all for you beer people in Fresno, they do a big beer release basically on a music stage with a lot of people watching. And you should have just been like, as soon as they like, this is our new Rockwell Fort, you should have thrown a can up there and said, it's not a Kolsch! It's not a Kolsch! Been like the one beer geek that like chimed in saying like, this is not brewed to style! Brewed to style!
I would have done that if I didn't like Hammer so much. But
like,
I do.
I'm not going to do that to Hammer.
I couldn't be that guy. Adorable. But instead, in spite of that Kolsch, I instead drank three General Sherman IPAs. So that should tell you something. I drank three 16-ounce General Sherman IPAs I actually threw the mostly full Kolsch away. I really couldn't stand it. Oh, I know.
Man. You couldn't give it to some... you couldn't give it to some unfortunate kid there that... Like could have used that beer.
There's people being like, sober.
Hey, come here, kid.
Yeah, I could have given it to my shaved ice people.
Like, here, have a Kolsch. By the way, if you drink this, realize that this is not a Kolsch. This is not the style.
Not a Kolsch.
Okay, this is just a beer. Enjoy it as a beer. It's not a Kolsch.
Yeah. It is not following the Ryan Heitzkamot.
This is no, there's no Ryan Heitzkamot about this. And they're like, okay, do you want to shave the ice?
Will it get me drunk?
No, I went into like a deep.
Do they have vodka shaved ices?
On what the fuck Kolsch is, and I'll tell you what, that was not a Kolsch. I'm telling you, they need to go to school.
You just you. By the way, you just came up with the title of the episode, Rad Stacey. That is not a Kolsch, is the That's title not a Kolsch. Of the episode?
Deep Blue Link Dives. That's not a Kolsch. Yeah.
So those a Kolsch, just writing that down. Okay. Also, I know that you, not to steer your big cots too hard here, Rusty. Not to mansplain your Bincots, but mm-hmm. I know that you were in a beer bar. I'm aware of this. You did yes. had non Tioga beers.
I did. The STS, is that what we're referring to?
Oh, yeah. That's one of them.
From
yeah.
Russian River.
Industry beer.
Industry beer. No, it was good. Again, I've explained how much respect I have for Mr. Vinny over there at Russian River. That really is kind of the only Russian River one where I get really excited when I see it on draft, because I'm a big Pilsner for life fan. Pilsner is one of the hardest beers to make, any brewer will tell you. Pilsners and lagers, it's not a beer style, it is a fucking process. So
Now,
name of the game.
Pilsner, if you had a classic lager and a classic Pilsner, they were unmarked, you blind taste test, would you be able to tell, like, oh, this is a Pilsner and this is a lager? To you, is there a difference between a Pilsner and a lager? You can take the
difference. I would say definitely there's a difference between a Pilsner and a lager. Pilsner is going to have a little bit more grit to it in terms of, like, maybe it's a little bit of like sulfur, pinceletti, some like minerality to it that lagers don't necessarily have, especially if you're in America. Like the American lager is very, very innocuous, right? It's clean. It's meant to just be like the wallflower in the room, not really meant to stand out too much. But Pilsners definitely have a little bit more going on in terms of flavor and finish.
So you'll take a Pilsner over a lager.
I will take a Pilsner over a lager. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
From Pilsen.
From Pilsen. I've been there. It's cool.
My fam.
I always feel like, and I, as a uneducated taste tester, whatever you want to call it. I always feel like Pilsners have a little bit more of a, like a pepper kind of feel to it, to me.
Yeah, like a little bit like vegetal, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Or herbal. I get that.
Because some people will say, like, oh, lagers and Pilsners are the same thing. But I'm like, I don't know about that. I think there's enough difference.
Yeah, and I think that you're talking more like region too. So if you're drinking more like a European Pilsner or a Pilsner that's made in a very like European or like German fashion, that you're going to have a lot more going on than, you know, a lager, like, you know, let's say an American or a California lager that's just super clean, hasn't really gone through the process of really anything. It's just water.
There's no process.
Like, not trying to be rude, but that's rude. Just kind of, they're like, anyways, it's like got 4% alcohol, drink it with your taco and it's great.
Having a taco is great. Wait, Pilsner is better with you would pair a Pilsner with a taco over a lager. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, not necessarily. No, not necessarily. I was just saying that if you're in California versus if you're in Germany, those things are going to be different. Yeah. The Pilsner with a brat versus a lager with a taco might be
that makes these things. Sense.
Yeah.
Any other beers you want to reference, Rad Stacy? Rad _ Stacy on Untap?
Yeah, not really. I had a good time at Frez Yes Fest, but not too much else I want to say. I will say that the General Sherman was fresh and therefore I enjoyed it. I do, while I'm not a huge IPA fan, I do enjoy a nice fresh West Coast IPA from time to time, especially if the sun is shining.
Which is rare around these parts these days.
Right, I know. Sadly. Yeah, it's raining right now, right? It's crazy. Yeah. But I will have a lot more to say next week because I will be in the Pac Northwest and I have many plans. To meet up with some folks and have some really good beers.
Heads up. Brad Stacey's going to be in Portland next week. Look out.
I've already given my number out. I've gotten some texts from people.
Oh my God.
Jazz PDX.
Oh, there you go, man.
He's on meeting up with him.
The Portland rep you want to hook up with.
Yes. Yeah, so that should be a good time.
Nice. The Nick 80.
Great notion. That's all I got to say.
Great notion. This is going to be a great notion.
Yeah, it's a great notion.
I have a notion.
Are we talking bin cuts?
Yes.
I'm new here. Forgive me.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Let's see. How far back did I go?
Just go back to the. Well, we know he did at Fresias. You probably didn't check Fresias. In, did you? You didn't even
Fresias,
check in.
My
did
first
you?
Beer at Fresias Son was a General a Sherman.
Nice.
I did have the Affirmation Kolsch.
That's what it was called? The full name?
The Affirmation Kolsch.
Yeah. Affirmationed Kolsch. Codename New Rock 104.
New Rock 104. The beer that the people running the cam bars had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
You had Kazuntite.
You had to point it out to them. Like that
give
one,
me the red,
that
the
one
red
with
one.
The red can. They're like, look back the at red you, one. Like this one, like yeah, that one.
One blue, one red. One blue can, one red can.
What I loved is that I asked Mikey, I'm like, "What do you think?" And he's like, "It was fine." And I'm like, "Okay,
okay." Like, I lost all respect fine. For you.
What? We like, don't shit. Care about Kolsch, so it's fine.
You gotta care about all the styles.
No, we don't care about Kolsch.
I
we
care don't. About Kolsch, but also no, I'm don't. Like, I'm I like, don't. Bro, it's drinkable.
You don't care about Kolsch.
I would rather have you a Kolsch don't. Over a lager or pilsner.
No, you would. You would not know the difference.
Oh, I'd Kolsch. Super know, bro. I'd be like, oh
you
man.
Don't know. This you is don't
super
know.
Kolsch. The difference between that Kolsch and a good lager and a good pilsner. I hope.
if in Eureka Burger I ordered a Kolsch and they brought me a Pilsner, I would spit it out in front of the waiter's face and I'd be like,
waiter,
this is a garçon. Fucking lager, you piece of shit. I ordered a
or
Kolsch.
You say, thank God you brought me a lager instead of what I actually ordered.
Instead of that Kolsch. You don't know Kolsch.
I'd throw the glass against the bar and I'd be righteous in doing it. And be like, I ordered a Kolsch. And they'd be like, yeah. I fucked up.
You know the Kolsch sucks. Yes, but I don't care. That's what I ordered.
I don't care. You know I ordered it.
The next actual studio sesh we have, you guys should blind pour out some lagers, Kolsches, and whatever, and just see if I
let's
can
put
tell.
Rad Stacey to
whoa,
the
whoa,
test.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's a lot of work.
whoa, wait. Maybe I can get the producer to do planning. That or something. That sounds like work.
Whammy. No whammies, no whammies.
Babe, could you help us out in the podcast this week? Yeah, we got to do a blind taste test. It's going to take like 10 minutes of prep work.
Yeah, we don't have that in
us. We don't have that. We're not going to do that.
Holy shit. Just now... Oh, wait, no, it wasn't just now. It's just yesterday. Fontana Jim actually sent me a message.
Whoa.
I just saw it right now.
Wait, 2 days ago?
In case you don't
ago?
Have my number, it's...
Fontana Jim? You're the one
he
that gave out
make
your...
make more sense around 10:30.
Man, Rat Stacey's going to get all kinds of tech.
Oh, man. I'll leave a message once I get my first dick pic. It'll be good.
You're like, man, it hasn't happened yet, but it's coming.
Here it comes, guys.
It's on its right. way.
What other amazing shit have you drinking, Nick?
Yeah, Nick. Come on.
Wait.
What other badass beers have you drank?
How did Stacy become the one to keep the show on track?
Thank God.
What happened?
Jesus.
I feel like
I feel this huge weight has lifted off my shoulders now.
I've been replaced.
You can't be replaced.
I did have the Broken Skull Double IPA. Have you guys seen this one?
Had it.
No.
Nice. So Broken Skull, El Segundo.
Yep.
Bastard child of the Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Under the LAX flight path.
Yeah.
You want to see the underbelly of all the jets in the world, mm-hmm. go to El Segundo.
El Segundo, yeah. Manhattan Beach is where all the pretty people go. And so between Manhattan Beach and LAX is El Segundo.
I left my wallet there.
Wow. We're sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding.
Do we owe you money?
I don't get that reference.
El Segundo.
The Broken Skull IPA is good on its own, and they made a double.
They're like, well.
Broken Skull, that is with Stone Cold Steve Austin, right?
Exactly, yes.
That's his, That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
one of his money.
And that's his collab.
What Sammy Hagar is to vodka, Stone Cold Steve Austin is to IPAs.
Yeah. I, for a brief moment in time, was the wine rep for El Segundo and Manhattan Beach and Hermosa.
Oh, wow.
Wine rep.
I know. Whew. Wine rep. I was fancy as shit, man. I had my nails done.
I had to get my nails done.
You know, it was a good gig, but man, LA, especially the beach cities, it nickels and dimes you like you would not believe. Yeah, really? It was wild. And then I was offered to be the beer rep for New Belgium and Ventura, and I let them move me there, and it was cool.
Oh, wow. Ventura.
V-Town, Kentucky.
How many times did you run in the Chew Your Beer?
Zero, unfortunately, that I know of. I mean, maybe we did run into each other.
That was Sherman Oaks, man.
I know. Yeah, I had Sherman Oaks too.
Oh, you did?
All that. Yeah. Yep.
Dang, how did they not cross paths?
I don't know. I got the job in 2010, kept it until 2012 until I moved to Fresno to take over the territory here.
Chew Your Beer runs into everybody in there, so I'm sure you saw them. You just didn't know.
Famous people.
Yeah, you know what? We'll like just Chew Your Beer. We will just meet up. Not organically. Let's just make a plan. We'll make a plan. It'll be controlled and cool and awesome.
Wow.
We'll have some schooners of beer in SoCal. Let's do it. We'll go to a burlesque club. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they almost
send me an email.
Where they just have a little like little pasties.
DM me on untap. Sure. DM me on top. Just describe it. Do you have the picture? Just describe what you're seeing.
Can we say that it's beer-lesque? If we're drinking beer while watching it?
Yes, that's appropriate.
All right. Well, I guess I should go. I don't know.
Cheers. Oh, wait. No, I'm not done.
No, Nick's not done. Nick still kept drinking. He kept drinking. Yep. He didn't give a shit.
Calculated Madness from New Glory.
Hmm.
Best beer name ever.
Had it.
Thanks to Rad Stacy, I tried a Pilsner. Oh, YET Pils from Faction.
What kind of influence? Maybe Rad Stacy shouldn't be on the show.
Thanks for that.
Didn't you feel hydrated? You wanted to go to the gym?
Like,
oh,
like, it was like so good. Crap. I was like,
I'm ready to get on my Peloton and ride 5 miles.
You felt really emo afterwards after your Pilsner.
After my Pilsner.
Babe, I just drank a Pilsner. I'm going to be on my bike for a while, okay? Okay. None of those words made sense to me, but okay. Yeah.
You know what? You're welcome. I gave you like 2 minutes of your life back.
Thanks. Two miserable minutes.
Lies.
Sometimes. that was, yeah, there was one more, but I did not check it in. So
yeah, that's, you didn't balance it out with like a stout or something?
Does it count as a beer if you didn't check it in?
Mm, not this week. Woodford Reserve was my stout for the week.
Oh, fancy. Yeah.
What the hell is that from? Woodford Reserve. What the fuck is that?
If you know, you know.
Oh,
it's
right.
From a bottle with big shoulders.
Yes. She's girthy.
It's a big a sweater vest. Is a sweater vest
yeah,
of beer?
With shoulder pads. Yeah, she's a B. Arthur in shoulder pads.
Great 80s.
I went to the Freshest Fest, had some beers out there, but we already talked about them. But the 611, they had the Russian Rivers on tap with the Pliny and the Blind Pig and the Happy
that,
Hops. I had the Happy Hops. I went with the Happy Hops.
The elder.
Because I felt like when you have when you have Pliny and Blind Pig and the STS for the industry people, like poor Happy Hops is just sitting there as the fourth Russian
Happy
River.
Hops.
Like, this is all, woe is me. Nobody orders me. So I was like, I'll order you Happy Hops.
I like Happy Hops.
But like, who is ordering thirsty. That? Like, wait, what?
I was just thirsty. So I got STS, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, I had that at the 6 and the 1 and the 1. The beer bar right by the Tioga Sequoia for those coming to Fresno for their summer plans of vacationing.
Or just, spring break.
Just so you know. Yeah, spring break.
What?
Happy spring break, everyone. Happy baseball be back again.
Yeah, don't wait till summer. Come here now.
No, like now.
Not
miserable. Yeah, don't wait till summer. That's a good tip. Good Fresno tip. Get here now. I had the booming dunes from Smog City. That's a hazy IPA. Wow. You guys wouldn't
Where
have liked
did
it.
Find that?
I felt like it was okay. I found it at the market. I felt like it was okay. You guys definitely would not have liked it. So, Calculated Madness from New Glory. That's just an American IPA that they did with Altamont Brewing.
American IPA. This is American IPA. You can taste the flag right in it. We fermented it with a flag.
Oh, 50 stars right down the
We put a flag in the heart, the second boil process. I don't know. I don't know about brewing, guys.
We punched the pellicle down with the stick of the flag.
We wrapped a dead eagle in the flag and we topped dry hopped.
That's right. 100% organic bald eagle.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of eagle beak in every glass.
That's right.
sorry. We just got canceled by podcasting.
NRA just canceled us.
Damn it. Crow and Wolf Brewing. Speaking of NRA, Clovis Brewer, Crow and Wolf Brewing. They had an anniversary beer like called the Second or something. It's a good beer.
Like Second Amendment?
No, it's two. Oh, shit.
Like shots fired?
No, it's like second year. Oh, my God.
Right to bear arms.
It's from Clovis. Year. I don't know.
I know. Yeah. God. Rad Stacy's really shaking up the show. We're just going to blame Rad Stacy for everything.
Yeah. Welcome to her last
show. It was Rad Stacy's fault. Hey, I can't believe you guys.
Cancel me. I'm canceling you.
Can't believe you guys did that on the show. Well, you know, Rad Stacy.
Yeah.
Guess she's not as rad as she claims.
Well, you know, Rad Stacy.
Yet she's the only one here next week and we're gone somehow.
Catch 23 from Central Coast Brewing. That is a black Cascadian dark ale.
Oh, they still exist?
Ooh, I'd be into that.
They made it. It's at the market right now. Go down there and get it. Catch 23 from Central Coast.
Do not yawn, Nick. What are you doing?
What?
Knock it off.
You did not see that.
I heard it and I saw it.
No.
Rad Stacy, listen to this. Listen to this. What I purchased with my own personal money, and I made a purchase of this Faction Brewing's YET Pilsner. Pilsner. I bought a Pilsner. Think about that.
I'm a good influence, is what you're saying.
Yep. Oh, you had that, Nick? You think you're cool too?
Did you not listen to my culture section?
No.
Was it crispy?
I passed on that. I walked out of
there. No, it was sucked ass. It was terrible.
Ooh, now I want to taste it. I like to taste terrible pills.
I won't buy it. I'm not going to buy it again.
That looks like it sucks. I want it.
That looks like it sucks. I'm going to try. They're like, this sucks. I'm going to drink all of it.
Hey, you know, it's like friends that are shitty to you. You know, it's like, I'm glad I know now, you know. I don't know. That's how I look at it.
You're in the right place.
And Walmart beer from There Does Not Exist.
What?
There Does Not Exist. Solar Static. American IPA, which wasn't that great. There you go. Real negative show this week, guys.
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry. Debbie Downer's at the end of the wah, wah, wah. I know that it's already passed, but beware the Ides of March.
You know that cats have leukemia, right?
Yeah. A2 brute.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, the best thing that happened to Prez Yes is we got to learn quite a bit about each other.
They're good. Are we are we all negative? Is that what?
Cheers.
I didn't get to see that.
Cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. 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 Cheers.
Saw Matt at Fresh. Did you see Matt?
I did. I saw him.
Yeah. What did he say? He's like, go drink some Pilsners, Nick.
Yeah. That's how'd you know? Were you there?
Yep. I was secretly watching.
He had a generator. He was wheeling a generator down the street.
Oh, classic Matt wheeling a generator down the
moving
street,
moving things around. But he smiled at me, and I was like, okay, that's cool.
He smiled. He's like, you better.
He's like, hey, I see you. You see me.
He better.
Okay, good.
Have a
nice day.
You're the big brother. You could kick his ass if he doesn't like respect you. He better smile at you.
That's right. Yeah.
I sent Matt a text from the bath after I'd already come home from Fresh Yes Fest. And I said, hey, I hope
I've sent Matt a lot of texts from the bath
for you tonight. And he said, thanks.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see that at all. And yeah,
Mikey
for
did not text from the bath.
Sorry, I didn't text anybody else but Matt.
The only person I text from the bath is Matt.
I was in the bath and I was just like, oh my gosh, I should text Matt.
You know what? I'm in the bath. I'm going to text Matt.
I could just walk down the street and knock on his door, but I didn't think he was home yet. So
yeah. Nice. Still at work. But do you want to say on the show, Stacy, your interaction with Matt before you joined the Perfect Pour? Do you know what I'm referencing?
Did I have an interaction with him before?
Well, no, I just you had a there is a I mean, I could cut this out, Stacy, but there was a official you had an official talk with Matt before you joined the show.
Did I? I did. And I did tell, well, I guess I just texted him. I said, hey, it looks like I'm going to be on the show and, you know, thanks for paving the way or whatever. And he just sent me like a heart emoji. So that was nice.
All right. Yeah. So it's an endorsement. That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was an endorsement. I said, I'm not trying to replace anybody. I can't grow a beard like you. So don't, you know.
You know, you could try.
I could try.
Don't believe in yourself. Tried. Believe in yourself.
I mean, like an above the belt beard or below the belt beard? Because that's.
Wow. Wow. All right.
I'm a champ with the southern
beard. Wherever you can grow a beard.
Is there a way to ask to how to. No, there's not a way to ask.
Do we have an HR department? We're good, right?
We don't. You're the HR department, Stacey.
Prove it? I don't know.
How yes, we do, and you are it, Stacey. So you run it through your department and see if it's all right.
Awesome. No, but I did chat with Matt a little bit. I mean, we don't see each other that often, which is hilarious because we're practically neighbors, honestly. And I have threatened to do, you know, to actually broadcast like from his front yard, which would be really funny.
Oh, that would be good.
If I just went and like sat on his porch.
Just sit on his porch. Oh,
yeah. Stare into the windows.
Yeah, just bring me some beers from the fridge, man.
I have to do that.
And he was just like, no, he's like, I think it's all great. And you're awesome and we're awesome. And, you know, he loves my husband and we're all just like good friends around here. So it's all very fortuitous.
Hey, you know what? Fresno, do the best you can.
Do the best you can. And that's what we're all doing.
That's about my doubt. Big cheers to everyone that listens and shares the show, especially our golden gods that pay money. Give us money. So we really appreciate that. It pays all our bills. Our patrons, patreon.com/perfectboar, or look at the show notes. There's a link if you are like, oh, I'll be a golden god. The golden gods get to listen to extra show. Just so you know. Just letting you know. In case that's something cool to you. I don't know if it's cool. Also, we hadn't had an Apple podcast review in quite some time. And guess what?
Please tell me we do.
We do. You're and I was like, just good? Ruined Nick. And he's like, and we still haven't gotten one. He's like,
we still haven't gotten one.
No, but Ants Girl gave us a new Apple podcast review, which is something we appreciate and you could do. And Ants Girl gives a 5 stars, which is just, you got to do that. Thank you. And this podcast is more than just a podcast. It's a home base. Since my husband and I started listening more than 7 years ago, from the start, we were drawn in by the dialogue between the podcasters and their discussion of beer. The show follows an easy-to-listen-to, laid-back format each week. They also have a voicemail portion where the listeners call in with voicemails. Through the voicemails, you get to know the supporting cast of the podcast, the awesome listeners. This podcast has even found a way to get listeners to branch out and have get it or beer shares with each other. This podcast and its amazing casters, Mikey, Nick, and Matt, and now Rad Stacy, have created a very special beer world. Tune in each week to hear fun culture, voicemails, and mini stories revolving around beer. Listen in, join in, and you'll definitely win-win. Cheers, beer fans, and keep up the good work, guys.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yay. Thanks to...
2 stars.
Yeah, craft stars? Beer world. We are not waving. We're drowning.
We're drowning. Like, oh, look, they're waving.
Nice to see you too.
Not waving, drowning.
Blub, 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 blub.
That's awesome. I love it. Keep up the good work. Keep up the
good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour, perfectpourpod.com. At Perfect Pour Pod on the social medias. That's all you need to know. And have a great week.
Have a good one.
Be safe.
Everybody who I'm going to see up in PDX.
Yeah, watch out for Rad Stacy in Portland.
Coming in hot.
She's coming in hot.
Watch out. You're good.
What?
You're either going to get drunk or die.
Don't worry, I'm lubed up and I'm sliding through. Going on.
Whoa. Whoa.
Before you do that, though, check your dates.
Oh, yes.
Right, Nick?
Throw out the 22s, man. Throw them out at this point. I mean, 23.
No more 22s.
That's 18 months.
Well,
nope. Good.
All right. Even stout stick?
Ditch. Clean the system.
Reset. It's all about that new year, reset. New me. Over here.
Is that new you me, in me. Your... Do you have a garage sink, Nick, that you can pour stuff out in?
Oh, yes.
All right. Where you do your drain pours?
Uh-huh. Drain pours in the utility sink.
Mm-hmm. Easter means no resurrection of old beers for Nick.
That's right. No, do not. Yeah. Do not try to resurrect the old beers. Start fresh.
Cleanse no new style.
Cleanse the aura.